Curiosity Corner with antique expert Andrew Blackall. Box standard changes to collectible treasures. There is something most of us sit on every day that's known by more than 50 names. This week, I'm talking about the humble lavatory. I know some readers would like me to bog off, but believe it or not, there's a whole collection frenzy around the loo. Toilet roll holders, lavatory pans, lids, sinks, taps, even stand-up urinals. From Hitler's Flashspüler, complete with its loo inspection shelf and salvage from his yacht, Aviso Greel, now displayed in New Jersey, to Queen Victoria's private lavatory at Windsor and her regal throne at Osborne House on the Isle of Wight, there's a public fascination and where famous people answered nature's calls. Whether it's the bogs of the Badders or the Queen's Kludgy, these places attract attention. Anyway, be seated. A Victorian lavatory bowl with floral pattern can fetch several hundred pounds. It changes the feel of a cottage loo instantly, and many enthusiasts claim they block less often than modern toilets. Avoid restored examples if you intend to plumb them in, as acrylic fillers can eventually fail. Or what about that Pampas Green, that unmistakable 1970s and 1980s shade, can still be found in reclamation yards. It's strange, isn't it? So many of us turn lavatories into shrines to tasteless humour, vintage Parisienne Le Pissoir signs, random celebrity photographs, station signs, giant pot plant pots growing from Victorian chamber pots. For others, the loo is a bastion of literary excess, where shelves groan under reprinted classics. For my late grandfather, it was simply the place to tackle the Times crossword. If you're looking for somewhere elegant to hide loo rolls and cleaning products, a 19th century cylindrical pot cupboard fits the bill perfectly. For those recreating a mid-century look, gold fittings and marble effect seats are essential. Though perhaps go easy on the crochet dolls concealing spare toilet reels beneath their skirts. The humble bog has come a long way from a hole in the ground. At Scarra Brae in Orkney, our ingenious Neolithic ancestors built tidal toilets flushed by seawater 5,000 years ago, while most people were still disappearing behind the bushes. Best avoid the nettles.